The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
There is no attorney general that has demonstrated a civil rights record equal to Eric Holder. If he is resigning, the civil rights community has lost, in effect, the most effective civil rights attorney general in the history of this country.
Eric Holder done. He resigns. We'll hang on until a replacement is named, which, of course, would have to get approved. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's a little slice of the water cooler buzz. Holder had been there really from the start, 2009, confirmed in, and we saw what happened, I think, during his reign as the attorney general. There were some things, I mean, I can't say nothing happened under Holder, but I think there was a cantankerous relationship and an undercurrent that just didn't work with Holder. Now, you heard Sharpton there saying he was fabulous for civil rights issues and the Voting Rights Act and some other things that came down the pike while he was the attorney general. It's interesting. To me, the biggest black eye on his time as the AG was Operation Fast and Furious. And there was just something that happened on Thursday. U.S. District Court Judge John Bates denied a request from the Department of Justice to delay the release of a list of Operation Fast and Furious documents that were being protected under the president's assertion of executive privilege, because there was a request, in fact, two years ago, a filing by Judicial Watch. And they didn't get the documents they wanted. They didn't respond, and Judicial Watch kept pressing. And finally, if you remember this, with this executive privilege claims and whatnot, the attorney general was held in contempt eventually in July of 2014 after 2 years of battling for information. Judge Bates ordered the Department of Justice to release this thing called the Vaughn Index, which had been requested through Judicial Watch 2 years ago, and there was delay after delay after delay. And the judge said, just to sum it up for you, the government's arguments for even more time are unconvincing. They've had enough time to prepare for the index that this court has ordered, given that the matter has been pending for over 2 years. That sums up everything. And that just happened. And then Eric Holder decided he was going to resign. But it will hinge on, okay, I've resigned, but who is the replacement for Eric Holder? Who's coming in? And then he steps away, because then they have to get confirmed. Deval Patrick's name has come up. The Attorney General in California's name, Harris, has come up. And a slew of other people. Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Director's name, has also been floated around on a short list, because they're scrambling to come up with who the replacement will be. So as Holder moves out, we move over to the quicksand that is the Middle East. And when I say the quicksand that is the Middle East, the wonderful thing is that we've now had these coordinated strikes that have really shook up ISIS, because we're hitting their communication system, we're meaning the coalition in Raqqa, and then also hitting the refineries just the other day with the help of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. So the United States was not flying alone. There seems to be some glue in this, some cohesiveness, that there are others that are absolutely involved in this, because I think this is going to be drawn out. Do we have a coherent plan? Is this a strategy? Is there a strategy? That was the problem with Iraq. The problem with Iraq, besides the strategy, was the fact that you tried to take three very, very different religious factions who were warring with each other, and then you put Nouri al-Maliki in charge and alienated everybody else. Almost what had happened under Saddam Hussein in a little bit of a different way, but that's exactly what had happened under him. And the rest is history. Now we see that Iraq is in recovery mode. How do we stop ISIS? All of those hundreds and hundreds of hours training the military and the army and the billions pumped in seem to have kind of just fallen away down what I call a rabbit hole. And here we are back with a different reason to scramble and pay attention, but we still have problems in Iraq and then obviously Syria, where we could have been in there 2 years earlier. But this is where we're at this point. And Al-Qaeda, somehow, is still on the move, even though so much of the focus has been on ISIS. So with this new mobilization against the Islamic crowd, the black from head to toe, black flag, Islamic State, some of the focus seems like it's gone away from Al-Qaeda, but not completely, because the Khorasan group, which was hit but not destroyed by the cruise missiles this week, bubbled up to the top, and that's an Al-Qaeda group. It's led by operatives who knew Osama bin Laden before the September 11 attacks, and it was assembled, this Khorasan group, under the guise of an Al-Qaeda leader who was getting ready to retire. So we did hit Al-Qaeda. We did pay attention to Al-Qaeda earlier in the week because that Khorasan group, very scary what they were trying to do. All these details are starting to pour out about, okay, so it was planes they were thinking. Let's get back on those planes heading to the United States from other parts in the world, using toothpaste as a bomb that can't be detected, and using some clothing. But that wasn't the only thing. There was also a plot to attack New York and Paris, the subways, and the Iraq intelligence gatherers say they had a credible threat that this was absolutely what was intended to happen, that they were going to hit the subway systems in France and in the U.S. And the prime minister was given all that information, Prime Minister Al-Abadi, and I think people were surprised by that because in both France and in New York, it's always about reassuring the public that we're safe, and Ray Kelly, the police commissioner, is huge in that game. It's really, I just was in New York. You see police on every corner, and you see them in the subway, too. So that was kind of surprising that they were planning to hit both of those areas and thinking that they had a consistently solid way to do this, and we're going to start running these tests. Oh, my, oh, my. But isn't New York always the big target? Always. Stay with us. We're talking about marijuana, the business of it, next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In just a few weeks, voters in Alaska, District of Columbia, Oregon, all are heading to the polls, not just to vote people in or out shuffling along the halls of Congress, but also to cast their votes on whether recreational pot use should be legal in their home state. It's already legal, as we all know, in Colorado and Washington. And there are a lot of states that are looking at what has happened, the revenues that are coming in versus some of the other things that have happened, and weighing whether it's worth it or not from the financial point of view. And Colorado is really the test drive state, without a doubt. Greg James is the publisher of Marijuana Venture magazine. It's a trade magazine, a business-to-business trade magazine. It covers a large swath, everything in the industry, law, politics, finance, and all the things in between that would normally maybe fall through the cracks. Greg, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, my pleasure, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So kind of look in your crystal ball, if you will. What do you think as you see what happened in Colorado and Washington? And we've talked to several people who have gone into the marijuana business at different levels, including, you know, running a dispensary, if you will, and telling us some of the things that they've had to deal with. But really, literally, in Colorado especially, the explosion and trying to keep up with the demand. But I think when you look at the dollars of this, that's what the states are concerned with. Do you think when it's all said and done, we're going to see more states legalizing marijuana?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure about the states around Colorado. I mean, you know, if you look at a map of the U.S., obviously they've got Utah, Wyoming, Nebraska and Kansas and Texas and Oklahoma. So I'm not sure a lot of people around, a lot of states around Colorado are going to be as liberal as they are with pot. But up here, we've got Oregon next door, which is voting to legalize recreational marijuana this fall, and then Alaska, and then also California. So I have a feeling the West Coast is going to go pretty much legal, you know, recreationally legal anyway in the next few years.
What
I
do
mean,
you
to
think?
Me, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. To me, it's all about money, you know, it's about tax revenues and, you know, it just kind of makes sense.
Right, that's what I was going to say. The tax revenue wins out even where they're trying to not portray it necessarily as that. Do you think California goes full board? Do you think we're going to see California jump into this? Because why hasn't California been on top of this?
Well, you know, that's a very funny question. You would have thought that they would have been the first. Now, the irony is that in California, it's the medical community, from what I've heard, that doesn't want legal recreational marijuana, or at least has been kind of fighting it. And the reason for that is that a lot of the medical dispensaries are kind of unregulated and untaxed. So they're sort of not as keen for full recreational legalized pot as you might imagine. You know, in Washington State, for example, the tax rate's pretty high. It's about 25% at each level. And up here, just like in California, the medical folks aren't regulated. So they're not as excited as you might think for that very reason, because they know, you know, they may have to pay taxes.
Yeah. How about for the people running these marijuana shops, let's say? It's very strange because they have to have a lot of times bodyguards and safes and, well, they do have a safe and cash. It's a cash business. Is that because, okay, we want your money, we want to tax the money, but we don't want to, the banks don't want to touch that money. Do you think that changes eventually?
Yeah, actually, I think in Washington there are now two banks that are, I guess from what I've heard, there are two banks that are kind of dipping their toes in the water now and taking on 502 clients. And 502 was the initiative up here that legalized recreational marijuana. So I see that changing. You know, the other thing is that I think the federal government realizes that they don't want all these businesses handling all this cash because it is dangerous. So I think that's inevitable also. You know, it's going to change and banks are going to start to take the money. I think in Washington, there's a credit union in Spokane that has started to take on I-502 customers.
As far as the production of marijuana is concerned, because one of the people that I've had on this show several times was telling me that they can't even keep up with the demand. So it's all about, boom, we've hired more people. We've got more people in the shop. We have amazing strains of marijuana that we've worked with. And often the novice comes in and they have no idea. I just want to try some pot. Or I had pot when I was back in college and I can't even remember, how much can I get? Because there's a certain limit, obviously, when you come from other places. But from the production side of it, it's just exploded too, right?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. You know, the part that kind of interests me is the outdoor growing. And I was actually up in north central Washington last weekend visiting some outdoor growers there. And it's a mind blower to walk through a half an acre of 7, 8, 9 feet tall marijuana plants that are all totally legal. You know, it's the kind of thing that 20 years ago would have made the front page of the New York Times. And, you know, I was being given the tour, and these plants are huge. I mean, this particular grower had about 3,000 pounds of buds that were about ready to be harvested. So it was, it was pretty cool to see. I mean, you know, I never thought in my lifetime that I'd be, you know, walking around a legal outdoor big plantation right out in the open in the U.S.
Now, that big plantation, do they have to have people guarding it? Because maybe some people would come in and try to steal the plants or whatnot, or now is okay?
Well, you know, up here, I think it's the same as in Colorado. They have pretty strict rules on security. So the, it was surrounded by an 8-foot tall, what do you call it, like a chain link fence that you couldn't see through, and then he had barbed wire on the top, and of course there were cameras. So it'd be pretty hard to rip it off. And the state, you know, Washington has been very strict about security. You have to have security cameras. You have to have a big fence. You have to have badges to get in and out. You know, there's a lot of that, a lot of those kind of requirements. But, if they're cool with letting you in, you can literally go walk around, you know, a half an acre of pot, and it's a pretty mind-blowing experience.
Yeah. When we look at the economics of this, from what I can see from, and you're just, you know, describing how mind-blowing it was walking through there, if for the person who runs the business, it just has exploded, hasn't it? I mean, people are making millions on this. Am I right?
Well, I mean, if you do the math, this guy had, he estimates, of course, he hadn't harvested it yet, but I'm trying to remember, he had about 1,000 plants that were probably going to yield 2 to 3 pounds of bud per plant. So you're, you know, 2 to 3,000 pounds of pot. Right now in Washington, because there's still a shortage, because they're a little slow on granting the licenses, he told me he was getting about $5,000 a pound. So, that's $10 to $15 million worth. And it was just sitting out in the open in a field in eastern Washington.
Yeah. What does that do?
And that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. What does that do to the drug cartels and the people who are trying to move marijuana illegally? You know, they've got other harder substances and whatnot, but it's still part of, I'll call it, their arsenal. Has it cut into it or no, because there's just not enough states that have legalized it yet?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I should say I'm not personally a marijuana user myself. And as you know, Marijuana Venture is purely a business magazine, so we're not advocates. But, you know, one of the reasons I'm for legalization is for that very reason. I mean, I just think it's nutty that we're sending, you know, $20, $30 billion a year across the border into Mexico. It will for sure eventually cut into their profits. It has to. And I think that, you know, I personally believe that more and more states are going to legalize it. They're going to take the tax revenue. They're going to hopefully regulate it well like they do up here. You know, they're not going to allow 21-year-olds or anyone under 21 to buy it. But it will cut into the drug cartels, and hopefully it'll cut into some of that violence.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. Great to have you on the show, Greg James, Marijuana Venture Magazine. Thanks so much for coming on ATN.
Okay, thanks, Kate.
Interesting. So you heard Greg say there that, he wasn't, it's purely a business magazine. It's so interesting describing the walk that he took, and I agree with him. I would never have imagined in my lifetime that that would be possible, and I think more states, because of the money to be made, will absolutely legalize marijuana. Derek Jeter, his last at-bat was a fine one, part of Odds and Ends next.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here, GCN.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening.
Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Here on America Tonight. How are you doing? Thanks for all those emails, too, by the way. Boy, we just get them pouring in. You know, the interview with Greg James, I thought was really interesting there, is how he's talking about it was so crazy to walk through those fields. They almost look like Christmas trees, the marijuana trees. And now once they're harvested, when you're talking about $10 to $15 million, can you imagine? And it's, they really just have a wall, not a wall, kind of like when you go to a nursery, it looked like a nursery. As he sent me pictures of it. In fact, if you go to americatonight.net and you click on Facebook and you friend me on Facebook, you'll see I just posted a shot of that marijuana field that Greg sent me. And it's incredible to look at it and to think this, I'm looking at probably $15 million. And because of the shortage there, as he said, selling a pound of marijuana for $5,000, so it's like an SRA reader. Did you ever have those when you were a kid? You're figuring out the math problem, and you really do get close to most likely $15 million. I do not think that every state will legalize marijuana, though. But as one state does it and more gets in more revenue, I think it's the revenue that is attractive. It's what Greg said. It's about the money, the money, the money. Without a doubt. I wanted to mix in some powerful odds and ends here. And they're, when I say they're odds and ends, we're looking for the end to this English-speaking ISIS militant, is the best thing to call them, who videotaped murdering the American hostages. And they say he's from somewhere in North America. Well, the FBI knows his identity. The FBI director said that he won't reveal the name of the man who the Brits previously say appeared to be British, but the FBI director says, yeah, we can positively identify him. Well, you know what, this is a guy who takes his knife to the throats of people and then delivers his wicked message and then assassinates them. I hope they catch him. I mean, this is their thing, to pump out these videos. They have a media propaganda campaign videos that show the beheadings of James Foley and Stephen Sotloff. And then they've got another one that's out there, too. The latest video they called Flames of War, and it's narrated by an English speaking person, and there isn't a doubt that he's speaking with a North American accent, English, and that's the big focus. And the Khorasan group is the other focus, the other target. They were part of the airstrikes that we've talked about again and again in Syria, and they were nearing the execution phase, which is so scary to think of that, the execution phase of going after people in England and in the United States. They were coming up with creative ways to use bombs that could be smuggled onto flights heading to Europe or the United States. And the FBI director said the group was at the top of his list of things to really, really worry about, because there was a collection of different experienced terrorists, and they were spread out all over the place, and they have a safe haven that they're operating in their particular country. And I think the scariest thing is that we've heard and what we saw in Australia is getting people to just grab people off the street. Wow. I mean, that's barbaric. People in Australia and people in other places. And then filming it, of course. And virally pumping it out there. Crazy. But at least they know the identity. And I think that's huge. Anytime there's an earthquake, you know, we talk about earthquakes here, right? In California, when you live there long enough, and I lived in California, Californians just live with it. They know. They have emergency preparedness stuff ready, or they know when the ground shakes. They don't want to have that happen, but they're very aware of what's going on. Well, a powerful quake, they're describing it, smashed into Alaska on Thursday morning. It knocked things off shelves, caused people to take cover, but no reports of injuries or major damage, so that's a good thing. Magnitude 6.2 hit right before 10 o'clock in the morning. The epicenter was 80 miles northwest of the largest city, where it was felt pretty strongly, Fairbanks. 250 miles northeast of the epicenter, they say, we felt it. And Anchorage, they felt the shaking in their office on the top floor of a six-story building. And there, people described computer decks falling over and that kind of stuff, where you just know, well, okay, this is an earthquake. And it's a strange rolling feeling. Very, very, very strange. So this was, that was a big story. The earthquake and the registering 6.2, they could change, you know, where it is ultimately on the scale, because it's about numbers. It's about the numbers there. How high is the number? What does that mean if the earth is cracking open? You know, I don't know if anyone is listening to me right now, if you, any of you have been in an earthquake, but if you grow up in earthquake country like I just described, you get it. If you don't grow up in earthquake country, it is frightening when that happens. I've talked about being in the middle of an earthquake, and there was any damage, nothing happened, but it was freaky. It was like a, it was a rolling feeling. It was like the floor rolled, and then it was over. Just it was sort of rolled. It was like the carpet rolled. Crazy. All right, this is crazy too, although it's good to know that people are on alert, paying attention, and this guy was picked up. So imagine this, you have the sad story of this missing University of Virginia student, and her picture has been out all over the place, Hannah Graham. So now they have finally arrested Jesse Matthew. They did it the other day in connection with the kidnapping of Graham. And this is, you know, she was a student, and she was picked up. And the man suspected in her disappearance was finally arrested. He was caught on surveillance video buying mosquito repellent a day before he was picked up. What ultimately led them to him partially was because somebody called and said that they thought they had seen him. But the surveillance video from that convenience store really nailed it for them. And the story is just so sad that this this girl was kidnapped, and apparently he had done some other things in his past, but charges weren't filed against him. And now, you know, he was had gone to a beach in Galveston, by the way, was where he was picked up. So he was miles and miles away from where he supposedly, allegedly abducted her, and who knows, you know, what after that. They've searched his, they seized his car, they've looked at search warrants for his apartment, they've looked at bags of clothing, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. He's the last person she was seen with before she vanished. And you keep seeing that photo of her, and it's just, oh, must be so terrible for a family to get that kind of phone call. And they were offering a reward, so there were signs posted all over the place about this reward for anything related to Hannah Graham, any information. And there were a lot of people in Virginia that were all over this. She disappeared, sophomore, disappeared on September 13th. And, you know, the longer somebody is missing and the more you finally start to catch things from witnesses or you get lucky with videotape and you start to piece it together, which is what the police were doing. And then other things start to come out about this Jesse Matthew, who is a suspect in the disappearance of Heather Graham. The sad thing is he was questioned in connection with an alleged sexual assault about 12 years ago, but no charges were filed because the woman didn't want to go forward with the case. And then because of that, the investigator said there wasn't enough evidence to arrest him. And, you know, in your mind, if I were a family member of Heather, of Hannah Graham, rather, I would think, boy, oh, if only that case had gone forward. I guess you can't live in that world of if. But thank goodness they've got him. I mean, at least they have him. So he's sitting in a Texas cell, and they're going to pick him up and take him back to Charlottesville, where they've been looking for him in this Graham disappearance case, this suspicion of abduction with the intent to defile. Oh, man. We're going to the movies next.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's the race to treat my case? No orbit, to send me in the outer space. And my fingers, I'll be true. But diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, yeah. I stir my eyes.
No trouble here. We're taking it to the movies. You know, we do that cheap movie review. And actually, we ask you to do the review. If you go and see the movie, send me your thoughts on it, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. And there's some good kids. There's like a great kid movie that's out. It looks so cool. When I was a kid, I would have loved to see this movie by the looks of it anyway. So pay attention to this. It's very clever. It's called The Box Trolls.
In the town of Cheesebrick, when all good citizens are safe inside, beastly creatures roam the night.
Box trolls! Box trolls are monsters!
At least, that's what everyone's been told. Welcome to the magical world of the box trolls, where one lucky boy lives happily with his unusual family. They transform treasures into incredible inventions. Careful never to be seen.
Who's there?
By human eyes.
I want every box troll gone.
Boy.
I'm a box troll.
Then let's see you fit in your box. Mm-hmm.
Please help us.
You need to look like a proper boy.
Is it a miracle?
Yes. Yes! No. When you meet someone, you must look them in the eye and shake hands.
What are you doing?
Box troll, come out, come out!
No more hiding, right?
I will destroy every last box troll in this town!
Grab low! Stand up for yourself, don't be afraid anymore! Pleasure to meet you. A pleasure to meet you.
No! Never seen one do that before.
The Box Trolls.
Off with Box.
Ah, the Box Trolls. It's about boxes where they make things out of boxes and they're wearing the boxes, basically. It's these cardboard boxes with different things on the front of them, oil and food, different food things and whatnot. The artwork is really, really cool in this. Some of the voices, Ben Kingsley, Toni Collette, Elle Fanning is in it. Certainly some names that you would recognize. We move from The Box Trolls, which is a PG movie, 1 hour, 36 minutes, animated family. It's getting huge ratings, lots of hype. It looks very, very clever. If I had a young child, I would absolutely take them to this movie, and it would be a whole bunch of fun, and it's not too ridiculous. It's a shorter movie as you're in that wheelhouse of 1 hour and 36 minutes. All right, the next one is The Equalizer.
You got that fish yet?
Hmm?
They're full.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did.
It's a happy ending.
Not exactly. The old man met his greatest adversary just when he thought that part of his life was over.
Why didn't he just let the fish go?
Old man's got to be the old man. Fish has got to be the fish. Got to be who you are in this world, right? No matter what.
Yo, Pop, bet you didn't have to push no dollies at your old job, did you?
Guilty as charged. Can you do a refund for me when you're done? Open the register up right now. Move. Give me that ring.
No, it was my mother. Please.
It's okay, Jenny.
What's your new one about?
It is about a guy who's a knight in shining armor, except he lives in a world where knights don't exist anymore.
My ring.
You can be anything you want to be. Change your world. I promise I would never go back to being that person. But when somebody does something unspeakable to someone you hardly knew, you do something about it. Because you can. I mean about a girl. 16 seconds.
He didn't take out five pimps. He took out the East Coast hub of the Russian mafia.
A man with his skill. I want to know who he really is.
He won't stop until he kills you and anyone you care about.
This goes all the way to the top. Had enough? Because I can keep going. Brick by brick, body by body. What do you see when you look at me? What do you see when you look at me?
It's too late to start over.
All right, The Equalizer. So, you know, you look at The Equalizer and this movie, a little bit longer, are completely different from The Box Trolls. 2 hours, 12 minutes. Denzel Washington, one of the major players in it. You could hear his voice. And then Bill Pullman's in it. Melissa Leo's in it. And a cast of who's who. I think the premise behind it is kind of interesting, but it would be worth waiting until you actually could get it, I believe, on streaming when it'd be a little bit cheaper. Or go catch it at the Dollar Theater, not to take money out of poor Denzel's pocket. But I would say that you could wait on this one. All right, this is a preview because Jennifer Lopez is coming up in the movies. And she's somebody that you either love or hate, and her movie is The Boy Next Door.
It's been 9 months, and you haven't backed a divorce yet. He cheats with his secretary every time he goes to the office.
Have you ever made a mistake?
You ready, Mom?
Pull it out, baby!
I got it.
And you are?
Noah. I'm staying next door with my uncle.
You're not from around here?
No. It was this accident with my folks. I'm gonna finish up in Monroe High.
My mom teaches there, actually.
Seems too cool to be a teacher. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have.
It's okay. It's the nicest thing anybody said to me in a long time.
Well, then I'm glad I said it. When you lose some of your life, you start to feel like you don't belong anywhere.
I have to go.
Please don't go. No judgments. No rules. Just us.
Look, Noah. I was feeling vulnerable. I'm the adult. I wasn't thinking clearly. I can't do this.
Hey, Noah, you want to stay for dinner?
Hey, Mrs. Peterson. Tell them what happened this weekend. What happened?
Oh, there was a big thunderstorm. You guys didn't get it up there?
No, drives the boat at the lake.
Well, it got pretty wet here.
Principal Warren.
Good news. I've approved your request for Noah Sanborn to join your class.
Kevin, did you send an email from my account?
Sounds like you've been hacked. You should really change your password.
Your father seems to be around a lot now, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Don't forget that he walked out on you.
Honey, I need you to stay away from Noah, okay?
See you at school.
Bye, guys. Oh, my God.
What's
wrong? I'm going to lose my job. My son. My life.
I can't do that, but I live next door.
Do you want to take a cookie for the road?
I love your mother's cookies.
Yeah, Boy Next Door. This one coming out in a couple of months. J-Lo, the star, rated R thriller. Shortly after her divorce, a woman falls for the handsome younger man, oh no, who just moved in across the street. Yikes. Through their torrid affair, it takes an obsessive, dangerous turn. Oh my. Might be on the list, but it might be streaming time. Remember, if you go to the movies, review it and send it to me, americatonight.net.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.